Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, 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 and welcome back to something a little bit different. We're giving you a throwback. We're throwing it back. We're tossing it back. It's going way back to the time before chaos. Hello. I guess this is an episode of everything else. I don't know. I just kind of had this desire to sit down and chit-chat with myself. I've had a lot of time to chit-chat with others, and I'm like, what if we took a break? What if I chit-chat with myself? It's pretty gloomy outside, and I didn't have another video planned for today, and I was like, I don't know, I could utilize everything that I have, which is a microphone, which is a camera that won't focus on me, but it's easy. We have a microphone that sounds so lovely and crisp, and I bet you just loved that mouth smack. So I figured we could just utilize everything that we have, you know, just this positive state of mind, this hee hee ha ha, LOL, LMFAO, personality, and do some Reddit advice. So that's what I'm going to do today. I was looking through r/advice on Reddit, and people just have the absolute most bonkers. I'm trying not to say crazy. I say crazy a lot, and it's not my favorite word to say. The most bonkers, loopy scenarios in their lives. And my life is incredibly vanilla. Your boy is just vanilla bean as it gets. So this is very fun for me to read other people's displeasures. Distastes, dismays, distance makes the heart grow fonder. Great. This is what it's like when I'm unedited and uncut and just rolling. So we're going to do that. Let's do it. Let's roll right into it. I think we don't need any backstories. We don't need any introductions. Let's just go for it. God. Okay, let's start off with a freaking banger right here, because this one had me both angry and excited. Okay. The question is, how do so many girls have flat bellies? And as someone who is deeply fascinated by our perceptions of our bodies, I can't wait to talk about this. Okay, literally how? Go off, sis. Go off, queen. Go on, king. I don't know your pronouns. And literally how, and I don't mean just celebrities or social media people. I mean girls I see on a daily basis with crop tops and stuff. I'm 22, so not a teen that has her body changing constantly. Her pronouns. I try to drink lots of water and not eat fast food, processed foods, etc. And I still look like Winnie the Pooh. Oh, that's funny, but I wish I didn't. How? Okay. You know, this is an interesting thing. Something you'll learn as you get older is your perception of self and your perception of others are completely wrong. We know nothing. Just take comfort in the fact that you know absolutely nothing. Even when you're looking at it in real life. So it's one thing if you're like looking online, if you're someone who sees people that look quote unquote perfect online, or they're like eating pizza but are still really skinny, etc. You don't know the whole story. You have no idea what the whole story is. You have no idea if they've edited that photo, if you know what they ate beyond the pizza. You have no idea like how much they are insecure about their bodies, how the lighting affects it. Do you know how many times I take a photo and I think I don't look like that, and yet the photo captured it. Somehow I look like that in the photo, but in real life, I feel like fucking, what do I feel? I feel like, ooh, I was, the Pokemon that is slime, Muck. I feel like Muck. You feel like Winnie the Pooh, I feel like Muck, the Pokemon. And it's just, I don't understand it. Sometimes, you know, like things look better than other times. When I wake up in the morning, I think the whole joke is my morning's skinny. And it's because you're dehydrated as fuck. You know, you've had 8 to 12 hours of not drinking water or eating. So you're like dehydrated. And that's why you look, quote unquote, skinnier in the morning. So that's one thing. If you're just worried about the perception online, just know none of it's real. None of it's real. It's not even just editing real. It's angles. It's like you can have a different body proportion it depending upon the angle, but also depending upon your posture. Posture makes people's bodies look different. But in real life, again, you don't know like what that person is doing on that very day in that very moment. You don't know if they're actually being healthy. There's very much the topic of people who look quote unquote healthy or look what we think has been drilled into our minds, the version of healthy, and they're not actually. So it's not much advice. I would just say that to not worry about it as much as everyone is, if possible, just know that like, even if you think that person looks perfect, I guarantee that they are insecure too. I've never met a secure person in my life. Not one. Name one person you know that is completely secure and also self-aware and just aware of the world. They usually don't go hand in hand. I could talk about this for hours, but I feel like I need to go already on to the next one. So let's freaking do it. My girlfriend is adamant that our son gets circumcised. Wow, what a twist here. I need advice. I am a man and my girlfriend is a woman. I never can read that right. Everyone's abbreviating things. I had a baby boy about 10 days ago and the time for circumcision has come. And we are going to an appointment next week for his consultation and circumcision. I was okay with it at first, but after doing some research and listening to some podcasts on the topic, good dad, doing some research, not just following the status quo. I have realized I don't think it's our choice to make. I proposed letting him choose when he's older. You know, the whole my body, my choice argument. It's not my right to manipulate my son's genitals. She is adamant that we have fought over it, and her point is that it just looks better. What do I do? How do I communicate this? I find this fascinating. I find anything that is a cultural norm or anything that is like a societal norm, it's always so important to kind of dismantle it and question why it is that we're doing things, not just circumcision, everything of like, why are we actually doing this? What is the purpose of doing this? So I think good on dad for not just following along and just, you know, do his way through life. And like so many men do, shots fired. And, you know, doing a little bit of research, because that's a very modern take on circumcision. A lot of people, you know, the whole thing has been like, it's cleaner to circumcise. It feels physically better. It's healthier, etc. And a lot of those have been just been like flat out lies, or they've been disproven, or they say that like both ways are totally fine. So, you know, one, I like that you're thinking about your son's choice to choose, because so many people don't get a choice. But two, I don't know. I've never been put in this situation. I really don't know what I would do. Haven't thought of an answer. I would make your wife watch the videos that you watched, because you can do this anytime. You know, I mean, that's one of those things. It sounds absolutely horrible to do as an adult, but that's not something you have to do after 10 days. It's something you could wait on. So maybe take a moment, pause before you slice your son's dick off, and make your wife watch the videos that you watched, and then formulate a conclusion herself, and then have the discussion about it. I say just don't rush. Slow down. Grab the wall. I'm in a mood. Let's go on. A guy I have been dating for the past 4 weeks cried when I hugged him. I have never more related to a statement. I am somewhat confused. Same. All the time. At first, I thought I may have said something that he didn't like. We were out having dinner. We split the bill, and he was walking me home. When it was time to leave, I gave him a hug, and suddenly he started crying. I was confused. Did I offend him? Did I overstep my boundaries? And then he told me that he has never been hugged before. I invited him inside to my house. He refused and just said he was grateful for the hug and he shouldn't bother me. Oh, now I'm playing around in my head. Is this a red flag? Am I overreacting? Should I stop seeing him, etc., etc.? I'm gonna fucking cry. Wait, that's really sad. There are layers to this. One, that poor man. If that's true, he's never been hugged before. I would cry too. I cry at the thought of someone hugging me. You can see it. I'm welling up right now. I think something that's really important going into romantic or platonic relationships, or just, you know, meeting people in general, is to always remind yourself that you don't know the backstory. That person has lived a full life before you. That person has experiences that you haven't experienced, has a backstory that you have not lived, and try not to jump to judgment or like quick, harsh decisions before taking a step back and really trying to empathize with that person's experience. Like when I hear that, I immediately kind of go into like mother mode and I want to comfort that person because I think, oh, I didn't know that you like that obviously, if you haven't been hugged in your life, to me that is traumatic. To me that says you did not grow up in like a loving environment, which I don't think is a stretch. I think hugging is very natural. It feels very much in human nature to hug other people. So if he's never been hugged, to me that says he hasn't experienced love, which is really sad. And I don't think that means that you need to not see him. I don't think that's something that, to be honest, is his fault. I think it's now sadly his burden that he needs to figure out how to overcome that. But I don't think that that's like a negative thing for someone. I think that is something that is honestly very brave that he told you that quickly, that you hugged him and he told you that outright. So maybe have a conversation with him. See how he feels about it. Get a little bit of the backstory. Let him empathize with you. And maybe you'll like connect with him even more than you have with another person if he's willing to be that vulnerable with you. Sounds like a nice guy. You split the bill. He walked you home. He didn't go inside your place. He seems very respectful. So yeah, just like really be empathetic. That person seems like they've had a lot that they've gone through. And I think that that's important to, again, apply to the rest of your life. People go through things. Doesn't make them bad people. Doesn't automatically make them broken. Doesn't make them lesser than. Just makes them people. Just makes them human. How to reject someone for the fourth time without being rude. There's this guy that I met on a video game. In a video game, I don't think you can meet them. Well, I guess you can meet them on. I'm being so fucking annoying. I'm sorry. I met him in a video game. He has been trying to date me and I've been trying to reject him politely. Reject me politely. Saying things that I don't want to be in a relationship right now. And that's true. Besides, I'm not interested in dating him particularly. We're just too different and I'm trying to tell him without being rude, but he just doesn't get it. Yeah, I think the best thing I can say is that if it continues, like that person is not your friend. If someone continues to tell you something they don't like that you do, or something that's harming them from you, like, and you completely disregard it, that ain't good friend behavior. That ain't good human behavior. I would not want to know that person if they continually do, you know, miss the mark or do not listen to my requests, etc. So I would say, sadly, if it continues. Like four times, it's already a lot. But if it continues, you just probably need to cut that person off because that's just rude. just disrespectful. And a message to people who get, I guess, who are like in that limbo land, like the opposite side, someone who feels like someone might like them, but they're being either rejected or they're not being confirmed that they like them, et cetera, et cetera. If someone likes you, you're gonna know. If someone likes you, you will know. And there's none of, like, when someone really likes you, it is clear. There should be no, like, real games. There should be no constant questioning. There should be no pushing to get someone to like you. If they like you, they like you. If you have to convince them to like you, that's not the right relationship. That's not something either of you need to be in. You should never be convinced to like another person. So, sadly, take the hint. And it's not a bad thing. Just move forward and move on. Rejection is a part of the human experience. I've experienced it plenty of times. It's fine. It makes you stronger. It's all good. I use, quote, guy, quote, as a gender neutral term. Is that okay? Especially when I'm talking in groups, I use guy as a gender neutral term. For example, I say, hey guys, let's go over there, even if there are women in the group. Is that okay? I think this one's fascinating because I've really become, I guess, like aware and in tune to this, these gendered language terms, these just things that you say without really realizing what they mean. Again, being like very conscious of how your words can affect people, like saying the word crazy. The word crazy is not necessarily a nice thing to say because there's a lot of like societal implications on that. And, you know, there's a lot of people that are going through mental health issues, and to say crazy is just like belittling and dismissing. But it's a similar thing with guy, although I wouldn't say it's necessarily outright offensive. I try my best to not say you guys anymore, because it does feel like it's participating in some sort of like patriarchy to just say that like the gender neutral term is guy, because it's not. Guy implies man, most likely. And even if it doesn't, it still kind of does. So I would just go for something gender neutral. I would start like practicing switching it altogether. Because plus there are way more fun words than saying you guys. You could say y'all, folks, people, human beings, the group, sisters. See, that's actually the funny thing is I will not say guys, but I will call men sister. Hey, sis. What's up, girly? I think girly is a gender-neutral term. But that's just because I'm gay. The same rules don't apply to me. I can do what I want. I'm gay. Gay. Yeah. I don't think it's outright offensive. I wouldn't worry too much about it, but I do think it's nice that you're, like, thinking that way. And I think that that's a great way to go through life in general. Why is my child so obsessed with the Titanic? My child is 6, and since she was about 5, she has had an absolute fixation on the Titanic. She knows everything about it. She wants to go to museums about it, read books about it. I have nothing against the Titanic. I love that she wants to learn things, but why the Titanic? She likes other things too, but they're so much less specific. That's comedy. That's genius. I love that. I love that you're so, like, it's very sweet that you're that concerned that your child loves the Titanic. I think, I don't have kids, but I mean, even as an adult, I get fixated on things like that. So I just imagine your child finds it interesting and it's probably incredibly normal. I mean, like, I think about young kids, like, being obsessed with things all the time. Like, my niece loves dogs. Now, if I replace dogs with Titanic, sure, it's a little different. But is it? But is it? Isn't the Titanic just a boat? Aren't dogs just dogs? yeah, I really wouldn't worry about it too much. I think that that is a normal thing for children to be obsessed and fixated on very specific things, especially like the Titanic is fucking rad in terms of like, it was a big boat that sunk, hit an iceberg like that. Like, what a story. I'd be obsessed. I am obsessed with it. I'm obsessed with the Titanic. I'm obsessed with the Titanic. Me, I am. I am too. I used to love that film. I still love that film. So yeah, I don't know. I imagine it's really interesting to your child. It's no different than like your child loving dinosaurs and being obsessed with Jurassic Park. I think that that is totally fine, as long as, I don't know if it's great for a 5-6-year-old to be watching the movie The Titanic. It could be traumatic, so you might want to watch out about that. Okay, I live with someone, and should they pay the bills? I barely need to know the story. I know the answer. Before moving in, my boyfriend agreed to help pay the bills, $400 a month. It's been months, and he refuses to pay anything. He has a decent job and no debt. Is it time to kick him out? Kick his ass to the curb! What? He's not paying and he's living there? Fuck him. I've been saying fuck a lot in this, I'm sorry. No, ew, he's an adult. Like, no, you, if you live somewhere, you pay the bills. It is so, that's so disrespectful. And so not hot. Do you know what's hot? Financial stability. Yeah, consideration. By Rihanna and the act of it. Hot. It to me, it is like an absolute turn off that this man is not paying the bills and making you pay the bills while living with you. Like, that's not sexy. That's not mature. That's not cool. I wouldn't want to be with him. And if you've had this conversation with him and he refuses, like, it's been a top, maybe he's forgotten. I'll give him the benefit of the doubt. But if you've had the conversation and he just outright isn't paying, flick a Skittle at his earlobe and then kick him to the curb. He's done. He's over. You deserve better. How do I respond to my 16-year-old niece who just came out as bi in her Facebook status relationship? Said that very weird. I'm just going to go with it. Yesterday, my 16-year-old niece posted a relationship status on Facebook saying, it's weird that 16-year-olds have Facebook, I'm not going to lie, saying she was in a relationship with another girl. I asked my sister what it means and what I thought. I asked my sister if it means what I thought, got you, as opposed to some kind of game teenagers play. My sister says she's known my niece was bi for a long time, so I don't know if this was an official coming out or if it was just news to me. Either way, I want to respond, but I'm not sure what to say. To be clear, I have no kind of negative feelings about my niece being bi. I just want to do the right thing. I mean, I don't think it's a stretch. I think there are two ways you can go about this. I think a simple heart can go a long way. I think if I post like an Instagram photo and someone likes it, that's one of my friends, like let's say it's emotional. Let's say I am posting about my vulnerable statement that I have IBS. Just pulling that from all of my friends' lives. I'm posting a vulnerable statement about IBS and all my friends like it. I would think, oh, that's so sweet. You support me and my IBS. That's so sweet. So I would say a like, a heart, even just a like and a comment with a heart can go a long way. But I mean, I also don't think it's a stretch for you to like send her a little text that just says like, hey, saw your Facebook status, really happy for you, and I support you. Hopefully I can meet your girlfriend one day. Done. Simple, doesn't need to be overdone, doesn't need to be cheesy, doesn't need to include like 50 rainbow flags and hashtag love is love. Don't get me wrong, we love that, but sometimes it's a bit much, it's a bit corny. It could just be a simple thing of like, hey, just to let you know I love you and I support you and I'm excited for you. Done. You know, like very simple and nothing required of your niece to respond or anything. I think that that can go a long way. I know the times in my life where I've had important things like that come up, that just the littlest thing, like the littlest acknowledgement of me and my situation, whatever it is so, it can be so meaningful, genuinely. Again, I've had times where like something wasn't too important, but I posted about it, and then getting like a surprise message or text or comment from someone I haven't really talked to in a minute, or like is close to me but I don't see every day, is genuinely like really sweet. I think you'd be surprised what the power of like acknowledgement. I think everyone is going through life just trying to be seen and trying to be heard in the littlest way. So to validate that in your niece could be like a real pivotal moment in your relationship with your niece. So I say you go for it. And I say that's a beautiful thing. My boyfriend is getting more in touch with his feminine side, and I don't know how to feel about it. I love my boyfriend. He's kind, sweet, funny, takes care of me as much as I do him. We have a beautiful life together. About a month ago or so, he wanted me to do his makeup when we were drinking. He had watched me do mine several times, was curious about how he would feel about it. We thought it would be silly and funny, so I put a full face on him, blush, mascara, etc., etc. We giggled about it, and I told him he was pretty. That's sweet. And he took it off about 5 minutes later. He said it felt weird on his skin, but his curiosity was satiated. I don't know what I'm saying. Sometimes I don't know if anyone else has this problem, but sometimes I'm looking and I'm not actually reading. I'm just basically making up what I think is on the screen. Well, within the past week, he asked me if I can do his makeup again. And just last night, he asked me to paint his nails black, blah, 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 blah. I warned him he might get a ton of shit at work. He works at a body shop with all men, and he should really think about it, et cetera, et cetera. Okay. I think there's a lot of layers to this. I think your concern is valid in that I think that people are really uncomfortable with things that they're not familiar with. I think it's totally normal, I should say, to be uncomfortable with something new like this in your life because you've never experienced it before, so you don't know how to react to it, and you want to do the right thing, and you just don't know what to do. I think that that is very normal. I think, though, it's important for you to realize that things like this don't necessarily mean anything. Like, someone wanting their nails painted, I know I have so many straight male friends that paint their nails all the time now. I don't know as many that wear makeup, but I do know some that wear makeup. And it doesn't mean anything. It just means that they like their nails painted and they like to wear makeup. It means that they think they look good with painted nails and they look good with makeup. I think that society has told us for so long that those are feminine and those are exclusive activities for women. And that just has never been the truth, but now we all believe it to be the truth. So I think your insecurity comes from the fact that you are associating it with femininity. And, you know, like, I don't know, maybe your boyfriend is also associating it with more femininity and is exploring his femininity. And either way, I don't think that's a bad thing. I think that that's a totally normal thing. I think it should be a totally normal thing. And it should be more celebrated and embraced. Because at the end of the day, I think about all the times that I've done things that are more like traditionally feminine, like paint my nails, wear a dress, wear makeup, etc. With anything, I always leave feeling more powerful, I have more of an understanding for myself and my sexuality and my fluidity, and I guess just for like the greater human experience. There's something about like when you really deconstruct yourself and the way that you live and the way that you see the world that can like make you completely vulnerable and empathetic towards everyone else. So I would just approach this. I think you're coming from a good place because I think that at the end of the day, you don't want your boyfriend to get hurt in any way. And, you know, the fact that you were willing to put the makeup on him and have that fun time as well already says that, like, you have a level of comfort with it because you were willing to do that. But Yeah, I would try your best to not like discourage him or make him feel weird or make him feel othered for enjoying something like this, because it could just be him exploring, could be just him having a fun time, could be something completely bigger and deeper than that. But, you know, I don't know. If you really love him, then you'll stick with him and you'll figure this out, but you'll also like explore it with him and have an open dialogue about it. I think it's okay to ask questions too, frankly. Like, talk to your boyfriend about it and don't be presumptuous. Let your boyfriend do the talking. Don't presume anything for him. But that's just my take on this. I was going to do, oh God, we'll end with a real hit here. I found my dad on Grindr. Yes, that is a real one. That is a real, yep, here we are. My dad, 48 male, is super homophobic. Could have seen that one coming. And he always says offensive things about gay people, and he's the person you'd least expect to be gay. Fun fact, the people that are the most homophobic and the people that you would least expect to be gay are usually gay. Science proves it. In the summer, I was on Grindr and there was a blank profile. I clicked it and it said 2 meters away. It said their age was 48, which is the same age as my dad. Coincidentally, he was right across the room from me. And I guess it's something that we won't talk about. It's hard to process right now because it explains a lot. Blah, 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 blah. He has 6 kids and a wife, etc. Yeah. None of this surprises me. This is like the age old. This is like what they depict in the movies all the time. It's always the angry high school bully that ends up, that like bullies the kid for being gay, that ends up kissing him in the bathroom. It's always that. And the reason for that is because people want to hate the thing that they are so much. Shame will do so messed up things to you. So messed up things. I was going to say so fucked up. Oops. Shame will do messed up things to your mind. It'll make you absolutely wallow in self-loathing. And the way that men typically deal with that is outward aggression. Their internal aggression goes outward because they don't know how to deal with it. So, I don't think you cannot 100% confirm that's your dad, because I don't know how like GPS systems work in dating apps. I don't think I've ever heard of anyone seeing that they're like 2 feet from you. I feel like they're usually more broad than that. I don't know. One, you can't like 100% confirm it's your dad, but two, part of me thinks it's not your business. Like, it is. It's your dad. And, you know, he's married to your mom, but also, yeah, I don't know. I think that sounds like something, that sounds like dirty water. Murky, muddy, it could be really sticky, the situation. So I would just say to not get involved personally, unless it starts like becoming more apparent, and then maybe you could. I don't know, it sounds like a really bad situation. I can't believe I left this one for last. It's so much indecision. That's crazy. I said crazy. See, nope, that is wild. That is bonkers. Stop. I gotta practice. Yeah, good luck with that. That's it. Here we are. Thanks for listening. This was an episode, I guess, of Everything Else. Who really knows? I don't even know what I'm calling this anymore. It's just an episode of me talking to you about things, questions, love, and advice. Give it a like if you want more of these. Just give it a like, leave a comment down below if you want more of these. I don't know, I do have fun chit-chatting, and I do have fun giving advice. I am the advice friend in my friend group, and I will happily be the one to do it, because I love a problem. I love an equation. Have you played Nerdle? Have you played Wordle? Have you played Worldle? I play them all. Love a game, love an equation, so much fun. Thank you for watching, thank you for listening. I'll give you a little, if you've listened this long, you get a little treat. My movie recommendation is that you watch Worst Person in the World. It is a Norwegian film. It is so good. It completely rocked my entire self-esteem, my entire life path, my stability. I can't stop thinking about it. It's a beautiful film about kind of like 25 to 35, this like turbulent age demographic that people go through. And I don't know, it's just fantastic. I really, really loved it. And a song that I can't stop listening to would be Useless by Omar Apollo. Omar Apollo. I don't think I've ever said his name out loud. Great song. I have always seen that album cover, and with the purple one, and he kind of looks like a Ken doll almost, and he's melting into it. I've always seen it, never listened. Fantastic, freaking fantastic. It's been the soundtrack to my entire month, honestly. So I highly recommend that too. But I just hope you're doing well. I hope you enjoyed this. I hope you enjoyed listening to this, watching this, liking this, commenting on this, giving this 5 stars on all audio platforms. Thank you very much. I hope you get a good night's rest. Drink a chilled glass of H2O, perhaps. Get vaccinated. Get boosted. Tell someone that you love them. Tell someone that you care about them. Give someone a hug consensually. And I will see you. And you will hear me in whatever the next one is. Okay. Bye.